Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Speed dial us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's speedy little number. That duck won't go away.
It will not go away.
You know what you have to do to get it to go away. 888-723-4630.
So Kay from Hendersonville, North Carolina, known on eBay as Ishkel 22, I-S-H-K-E-L 22. Yeah. By the way, if you can't, call us at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. You can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player, and I'll be happy to read it over the air. So, and every now and then I send one to Griff. Like, I sent one to Griff earlier today that we didn't read over the air because I knew in advance it was something that he's going to have to help that person with. We couldn't do it on the radio.
Yes, I saw
too much information.
Too much information.
Yeah, but it's okay. You're gonna take care of it.
Yes, I'm gonna take care of it.
So Kay wants to know, what is, please tell me, she just didn't quite get it.
Okay.
What's the difference between Markdown Manager and Promotions Manager? I don't know which one to use to create a sale in my store.
So Markdown Manager is an old eBay tool, and it simply lets you take all or some of your listings, and you get to mark them down. That's all it does. It marks them down either by a percentage or by a dollar amount, and you create a markdown sale. You can give it a time length. You can give it a starting time. And it takes items that you've selected for the markdown sale. Maybe it's not all your items. Maybe it's a selection of them. And it shows a strike through for the old price, and then the new price during this limited time sale, and you says you're saving X number of dollars on each item. That's all that does. The Promotions Manager tool is a lot more robust. So it lets you do things like you can create a campaign for certain or all listings you select that says, free shipping on any orders of two items or more. Or it says, buy one, get the second one at a X percentage or X dollar amount off. Buy two, buy three, and get two off. You select all of these variables. You can merchandise with it if you have the right kind of stuff. Where it says, if you buy this digital camera, you can get these accessories, and there are different listings in your store, for X off, for example. And then the one I really love and I use a lot is the discount code. You can create a paperless coupon. What it is it's a URL that you set up. You say, mine says, for all of my listings, you get 25% off. And I don't make it wildly available. What I do is I email it to people who say they have to return an item. I always look at a return as a real buyer inconvenience, no matter how easy I make it. So when a buyer tells me they have to return an item, I feel bad for them in order to make it up for their inconvenience. Because people do not shop online thinking, oh, you know what? Lucky me. I hope I get to return it because returning things is so much fun. That's a myth. Yeah, there's a few kind of crazy people.
Well, you could say, oh boy, I'm a real business owner now.
Yeah, you should.
You could be positive.
You should be, and that's how I look at it. So for people who have to return an item, I ship them the code and say, hey, sorry that didn't work out. I have other stuff. If you buy, your next purchase will be 25% off. So that's the one I like. But those more customizable and different scenario setups differ from Markdown Manager, because Markdown Manager is simply, you just mark down a price. That's all it does. This provides for things like combined shipping discounts, buy one, get one free, here's a code for 25% off all my listings. If you buy this item, you get these items at a discounted price. You can bundle items and give an incentive for someone to drop them all in the shopping cart and buy them. I hope that explains it.
Lisa in Waco, Texas, known on eBay as Stuff and Such, STUFFNSUCH 29, has two questions for you, Griff.
Okay.
One is, if I accept a best offer and don't realize that the buyer has put free shipping in as a term, do I have to honor the free shipping request?
Say that again.
If I accept a best offer.
Oh, best offer. Okay,
and don't realize the buyer has put free shipping in as a term.
Yeah.
Do I have to honor the free shipping?
Yeah,
request?
You accepted it. You got to pay attention. If somebody makes an offer, read the offer.
Okay. Second, right. Does the number of photos included with a listing increase its visibility? If a seller includes all 12, will that affect visibility? Thanks. Love the show.
You mean like best match? No.
So the number of photos doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We just think you should put as many as possible in order to let people know exactly what they're getting.
Yeah.
And if three pictures does it for you, so be it.
Yeah.
So there are some things that, you know, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
A new book, for instance. You know, do you have to show every corner?
No. So there isn't a factor in best match that says the more pictures, the higher the visibility. That's not true.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
Your incentive for putting more pictures in should be, how does this make it more compelling for the buyer to purchase?
Yes.
That should be your answer. And I mean, your question.
Not always easy, but once you get it set up, and if you one of the biggest tips that I learned from this show was to get everything together that's the same, like all of my jewelry. For instance, all of my rhinestones maybe could, because then you can do sell similar, saves time. Those kind of things you may want to do. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 723-4630, 888-726-4320. So, Griff, how is Howie feeling? Howie, are you on mic right now?
I'm feeling pretty good. I've had no pain, really, for the past 3 or 4 weeks off Norco. Right now, the doctor just wants me off my feet, and that's pretty much why I'm still off of work and staying with friends. I'm actually not staying at the house.
We know, and we're sad, but it's because of the convenience, right?
Exactly. It's just more convenient. But I do get to see Griff pretty much every day. He takes me to dialysis Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, then usually Tuesday, Thursday, and the weekends we all go to dinner together. And so it's that's the reason I'm here today, is I'm bored out of my mind. There's just so
sure.
much TV
Knowing
you can watch.
Knowing you, I know you would be bored.
He has to stay off his feet, and I'm actually developing huge biceps by carrying him around everywhere. So
It helps out. Don't you have a wheelchair for him?
He's got a knee walker.
I have a knee walker. We tried the wheelchair. It's not a great thing, but the knee walker works pretty well. And doctor's happy. I went to the doctor last week, and he took off the cast and took some stitches out, but then wants to put a cast back on, and now it's a waiting game to see when I can get back in so they can let me go back to work.
And he put on the best cast. Describe your cast.
It's purple with sparkles and the pink ribbon.
Oh, and we know what that's all about.
It's not gay at all.
Oh.
No, not at all.
Well, it's to honor Prince.
Exactly. It's very Prince, that's right.
It's very Prince-y.
Purple cast.
Oh, you know, this brings up a good point, just hearing you talk about your lives right now.
Really?
Here you are, Griff, with a full-time gig at eBay.
Yeah.
Plus you sell on eBay, and you have how many items up there?
I put up another 20 the last couple days. So
you have...
I got a 217 right
217
now.
Items up there. Seller on eBay, full-time gig, you do this radio show, and you have a relationship, and right now your honey is, you know, in a little bit of trouble as far as health goes, and you have that to deal with. So Griff is just like the rest of us.
That's right. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together to get through this thing called life.
Because, you know, a lot of sellers have a life.
Yeah.
And a lot of business owners, period, have a life.
Oh, let me tell you something. There are people listening to this right now who are saying, you know what, you got it easy. Because there's a lot of people that do even more they have to be responsible for.
And you
this.
Don't have to worry about your light bill, about your eBay sales paying for your light bill. Oh, that does make a little bit of a difference.
It makes a huge difference, yes.
Than people who everything they do with their eBay sales has to do with the money they're bringing in, and that's all they're bringing in, many people.
Yeah.
Listen, Euler Man is back on with us. He's got a question. He has decided that he's going to do a store.
Oh, yay. Okay. Well, let's talk.
Euler Man, what's your question?
Okay. I'm going to do a basic store. The conversion. I haven't walked through all the steps. What's involved in the conversion? The biggest question, will I have to re-enter all my listings?
No.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no. You don't have to do a thing.
Terrific.
Everything will show up in your store. Yeah, you don't have to relist anything.
Great. That's what I was wondering about.
In fact,
I'll
it's so easy.
The rest of the information, but I didn't see that clearly stated, and I could have implied it, but I wanted to be sure.
Absolutely. No, once you've opened the store, what a store does is it takes everything you have listed now or that you might list in the future, and it just gives you it's like see seller's items, but it's a lot more robust than that. So you don't have to relist anything. It'll all show up there.
Yeah. I went through that calculation, and it's very close. It's about 2 inches from the goal line.
Oh, you were
I think it's close enough to take the chance and do it for a year. That's you can't do it month to month. You got to try it for a year and be all in and try to make it work.
Well, we'll be following you every step of the
way,
Euler Man, and I thank you for your call. It's fun to watch him grow. Now he's going to get a store.
Yes, I've always enjoyed doing this, yes.
You know?
Well, Ron, we're going to watch your progress.
I bought something from our last guest.
Yeah,
I can't tell you what it is.
Oh, jeez.
Because it's political. People will know what politics I have.
Today's like they don't know now?
Yeah.
We'll be back with our final segment in a moment here on eBay Radio.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio to check us out. And check us out.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 369.
Buyers love bargains and sellers love sales, so best offers can be a win-win for both parties. Brian Goodman is known on eBay as top-rated seller Mr. Bigfoot, and he's the author of Everything is Negotiable. He recommends sellers use best offer whenever possible. Why?
You know, sometimes you have a similar item to somebody else, and they have best offer, and you don't. They may just go and buy it for just a few dollars less. You never know. And it doesn't cost you anything. All it does is gives you the opportunity to have some more sales when you wouldn't normally have them.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top-Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
Today's final segment of eBay Radio show is brought to you by Stamps.com. It's less time shipping, more time selling. Where's that duck? Bring out that duck.
Bring out the duck again, just in case, John.
I just can't believe that no one's paying attention.
Really?
What's wrong with you people? That's the duck. You know what to do. What, do you all have bags and you don't want another one? Come on, call.
So before we read the events in a couple of minutes, we have an email here from Jeff.
Oh, we do?
And he said, "Hi, Lee. I've been an eBay Radio listener since it started and listened to eBay Radio and Ask Griffin Lee Weekly. You have a promo saying that there are three eBay programs running. What's the third?"
Oh, see, everyone gets this.
I know, but wait. I'm going to give away a prize.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
First caller at 888 Radio 30 who can tell what the three shows are.
Oh, that's smart.
First caller at 888-723-4630 or 888 Radio 30 is going to win a $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast shipping supplies.
Groovy.
So it's worth $25 to you if you call in. 888 Radio 30. And while we're waiting to see if anybody knows what the three shows are, would you be so kind, Griff, as to, we'll talk about that on Thursday. That's okay. Well, I'll mention it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. July.
July what?
Start packing.
Oh.
July 26th through the 29th.
Yeah.
So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. In Las Vegas, going to be a gigantic event, and we're going to be part of it. Instead of having our separate eBay Radio Party and Conference,
that's right,
the eBay Radio Party and Conference will be there. We will be part of the bigger event, and I am very excited about it, and Griff is excited about it. This is the first time that we will be involved on this level, right, Griff? I mean, in the past, when we were involved with bigger shows, we just did our remote broadcasts from there.
Yes.
This time, there's going to be a little bit more of the flavor that we have in a certain element within that that wonderful four-day event we're going to have.
Well, that's fantastic.
And there's going to be a gala. I can't tell much more than that, but there's going to be just so many exciting things.
There's going to be a gala? Will there be a straight-la, too?
Yeah, we're going to have a straight-la on Tuesday night and a gala on Thursday.
It's very, very hard for me to get him to react. And he just went, You know, it's hard having a spouse who doesn't laugh at your jokes.
Oh, please. You have to be really good. No, it's, you know what it is? He's jaded because he's got a sophisticated sense of humor.
I like that. He's jaded.
Okay. I laugh when it's funny.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Howie. Howie, thank you.
Look,
13 years I've been doing this show with him.
Can you hear the blood spurting out of my chest?
Howie, listen, at the beginning, 13 years ago,
if he said
something that he thought was funny, I felt compelled to giggle a little.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Okay.
You guys do the show without us. I'll talk to you later. Bye now.
Okay, bye, Griff.
Bye.
So I felt compelled to giggle a little bit, right? Because Griff is not only my co-host, he's my boss. So I thought, well, okay, I'll giggle a little, you know, but then I thought, no, I've got to be me. I've got to be real.
But is he really the boss? Or is that you?
I still have my headphones
on. Well, Howie, you and I know that.
I can't believe that you giggle on demand.
Now, wait.
You know what? I'm not going to try anymore.
I said I used to giggle on demand.
Yeah, I'm not going to try
anymore. I don't giggle on demand anymore.
Here's the new Griff. You want to hear the new Griff?
Yes.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. It's less time shipping, more time selling.
Okay, so Howie, we're going to read the event, the upcoming events now.
Who is?
Howie and I.
No, Howie doesn't know where they are.
Oh, okay. So you have to find them. Oh, this is so much fun.
What is?
I don't know.
Do you think our audience likes this, like John and I do? You think our audience likes this?
Well, they know. How often has Howie been on this show?
My first time.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, like
13 years.
All right,
June will be 13 years.
June will be 13 years?
Yes.
We can get. Why don't we name this show as though it's a child? And you know, we have a 13-year-old child together. Little okay. eBay Radio.
Little.
So wait till your mother gets home.
Yeah,
eBay
really.
Radio.
Really.
April 28, 2016, the Atlanta eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will be happening at the King and Queen Buildings Complex, Building 1, there in Atlanta, Georgia. That's from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. again, Thursday, April 28th. The speaker will be John Lawson. He's the CEO of Colder Ice Media, and you're not.
Then on May 3rd, 2016, the Bay Area eBay and e-commerce, eBay and commerce sellers meetup. That's May 3rd. That's a Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., where eBay headquarters in San Jose, California. The topic is going to be evaluating your antiques and collectibles. Griff, you should be there for that one.
Well, I will be there, but the speaker is the he's the staff writer for antiques and collectibles for the San Jose Mercury News.
Oh, they don't say that on here.
Yeah, Steve Uvasca, he's very, very knowledgeable, so I'm looking forward to that.
So then on, you want to read the next one, May 12th?
May 12th is the Raleigh, North Carolina e-commerce and eBay sellers group meetup. That's going to be happening at Panera Bread in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thursday, May 12th, starting at 6 p.m. and going to 8:30 p.m., it'll be a Q&A with your fellow sellers. Don't miss it.
Then on May 13th, 2016, the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. That's taking place at the Eaton Park Restaurant from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. in Homestead, Pennsylvania. And the topic is how to use Pinterest and Facebook to drive sales. And that's what we have so far.
Shouldn't they call it the park and eat if you're going to do it in the right order? Or do you park the car and then you eat? You don't eat and then park, right?
Who knows?
Yeah. This weird place, that Pennsylvania. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com.
Bye, Howie. Thank you for coming today.
Bye, Lee. See you soon.
Okay.
We'll be live on Thursday, April 28th with Ask Griffin Lee at 11 a.m. Join us then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.